Welcome aboard, Paulding County. It's Saturday morning. It's 9 a.m., which means it is time for another edition of My Sports. Well, I sure hope you do know me by now. My name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you oh so much for spending a piece of your morning with me. We're chatting a whole week's worth of Paulding County athletics. It's that time of year. We have to get right to the basketball court. So much girls basketball, so much guys basketball that we have to break down from this past week, which leads me right into our guest today. Our guest is the first-year head coach of the Red, White, and Blue Lady Raiders basketball program, taking over for Bethany DeJarnay, who's doing a tremendous job on MySports.live. But Kelly Davis, he is our guest today, again in year number one, taking the team over earlier this summer. And hey, the cupboard was not dry, and it is quite the race in the Green Meadows Conference right now for the girls and for the guys. We'll talk the girls' side of things with our guest today, of course, Kelly Davis, here coming up next. I hope you guys are staying warm out there. It has been a brutal last few weeks. I'm not wishing winter away, but I'm just wishing for, like, 30-degree weather. Is that too much to ask for? Hey, maybe in Ohio it is. But jam-packed show coming up today. Girls hoops, boys hoops. We'll talk a little bit of wrestling as well. But we're going to get straight to our guest today, Kelly Davis. Oh, of course, we have our MySports.live slate of games. That will be a little bit later. And then, of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. A lot of good ones from this week. Excited to bring that to you today. But we're going to get right to our guest today on the other side of this break, who is the head coach for the Lady Raiders in his first year, Kelly Davis. Whoever you are and whoever you are listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7. at them.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports rolls on. Time to welcome in our guest today. He's the first-year head coach of the Lady Raiders, and he is Kelly Davis. Coach, really appreciate you taking some time this morning, man. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you took over this summer for longtime head coach Bethany DeJarnay, and obviously she did not leave the cupboard bare whatsoever. Very experienced group coming into this year. What were the expectations for this year, and how have you seen your team grow?
Well, it really helps when you got five seniors coming back, and then I got Mike Priest to help me, so it made the transition a little bit easier for everybody. So
much about building a varsity program is getting that mentality of the program mentality up through the junior high, the JV, to the varsity level. You and Coach DeJarnay, you know, worked in hand-in-hand at the junior high level. So just being super familiar with the program, how much did that help you when you took over the head coaching job?
Well, it helped me. I knew I had all the girls from the seniors on down in junior high, and with Bethany showing me different things and stuff like that, it was a big step. It was a big learning curve from varsity to junior high. But with her help, and then, like I said, the seniors' help, we made that transition.
Has anything surprised you about taking over the head coaching job?
Well, there's a lot more stuff involved, I guess, than there was in junior high. It's more time, a lot of paperwork start of the season. With the girls knowing a little bit more, you was able to focus on the basic stuff, our shooting and our rebounding and stuff like that. And they've already been well taught with Bethany, so there was a little bit more to do, but stuff was already there that was taught them.
And, of course, you guys have a tremendous rebounder in Lexi Moore. But covering your guys' team, it's not just Lexi Moore who grabs those rebounds. One of the things I noticed in the game I covered last week was the fact that you have really good rebounding guards. Is that something you harp on?
We don't want people standing around just watching her rebound. Our twins, Green and Caroline, and then Amber Stoller, we expect them to rebound just as much as what Lexi does. Lexi just has a nose for it. I mean, she's up close to 1,100 rebounds now. But it takes more than just her to get all the rebounds.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a name that I wanted to talk about because she really stuck out in the game we had last week, and that's Amber Stoller. It just seems like she has a knack for the basketball, whether if it's defensively or getting offensive rebounds. She just always seems to be around the ball causing turnovers.
I tell you what, Amber, she's a type of girl that will do anything for you, for the team. You never really have to worry about her. She can shoot a little bit. She's most of the time guards their best shooter on the other team. She's just a real hard-nosed player.
So stepping in, obviously, as your first year this year, having five seniors coming back, having a lot of names that have been around the program, was it a little easier for you in getting adjusted with everything?
Oh, yes. When we first started practicing, you know, I told them, I said, you know, I'm new here, so if I'm doing something that I need to be corrected on with them and with Mike, I want to know about it. And it was pretty simple. I mean, having them all and watching them all grow up through their high school career, you know, they're pretty good athletes. They just don't play basketball, you know. Mm-hmm. So a nice transition.
Yeah, absolutely. Having that experience, especially at this time of year right now where the Green Meadows Conference is, man, just about as competitive as I've seen it year in and year out. But having that experience right now has to really help when it gets down to crunch time. And, hey, you guys are stringing some wins together.
I think we got, eight or nine wins in a row now. Our defense has really been carrying us. You know, with Kree and Caroline, I'd hate for them to guard me for a whole game. They play so hard all the time, and they don't seem like they ever get tired. But then you got Lexi. We don't keep track of blocks. I'd say she's got quite a few blocks this year for what she does defensively.
Yeah, it kind of seems like their motors just don't stop out there. Tenacious around the ball, tenacious on the glass. Again, a fantastic rebounding team. Who's a name that may have surprised you this year? One of, you know, maybe not your starters that has really had a nice season so far.
Well, Kaylin Mead, she's a senior. She's improved so much over the year, getting a little bit more physical. That's what we harp on all the time. Don't be afraid to knock somebody down. And we got Addison Stoller. She's another senior that she's got to play a couple positions. So she's got a lot to remember, but she helps tremendously on both offense and defense. And we got Kenley Miller, a freshman who's played quite a bit on varsity. We've been honored to ball handling, so she can get used to it for next year. She's contributed a lot. And then Emma Stoller, she's been coming on lately. She's another freshman that really does well.
Has anything surprised you about this group when you took it over in general, and what do you enjoy so much about coaching?
Well, what surprised me with this group is just how hard they play in a game. And, you know, they all want to win, and that makes it a lot easier when kids want to win. You know, they put the time in. I enjoy coaching just period, but I guess when you're able to win, it makes it a lot more fun. So I love the game. Junior high, I just enjoyed, you know, with the class, each class of kids. If I wouldn't do it, I'd miss it. So I just keep doing it and keep myself busy.
It is one of those things where you step away from a sport, and obviously I only played up until high school, never made it to college, but it's kind of like, man, there's a void I have to fill now once I stop playing sports, and I think that's why a lot of people get into coaching, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Day-to-day for this team, where have you seen the biggest improvement this year?
Well, when we started the year, they started the league early this year, and we both lost to Fairview and Paulding, and I know that was really disappointing to the seniors because they won it the last 2 years. And stuff. And it seems like after when we played Delta, when they came, we started playing better. We've always had trouble shooting, and that seems like that's improving. If we cut down on the turnovers, you know, we'd be a pretty good team.
Now, coming into the season, what was your outlook for the Green Meadows Conference, again, taking over in your first year? And do you see it the same way I do? I mean, anybody can beat anybody on any given night.
Yeah, that's true. There's some good teams in the conference. You know, you got Fairview, Paulding, you know, Edgerton ain't bad, but there's some really good teams, and there's some real good games coming up yet in the conference for the girls.
Yeah, the end of the year is the end of the year. Both the girls and boys sides, the end of the year is going to be crazy. I know you guys have one coming up, against Edgerton in early February.
Yeah, we got Edgerton, and I think Fairview Paulding plays that same weekend, too.
One thing we always do talk about on the Saturday morning program, and just in general, is the quality of coaches we have in Northwest Ohio around the Green Meadows Conference. What can you say about the other coaches and some of the guys that you've learned from?
Well, I learned most of my stuff from Al Welch and Jimmy Linder and Bethany. Three good people to learn things from. Paulding has a great coach. Fairview, Russell Zedike,
yeah,
real good coach. There are some, Antwerp, he's been there for a long time. I don't know if he's been there the most for the GMC or not. I ain't sure who's got the most years in.
That's a good question.
But that I know nicely over there, Ayersville does a nice job. And, you know, about every team always is very competitive in games they got.
Now, obviously, I've seen the Lady Raiders compete a few times on the court this year, but coming into this year, every single time these Lady Raiders hit the court, what is one thing that you wanted the general fan to take away from that performance?
Well, our defense wins us games. One thing that I look for every game. I just want, you know, for us to get better offensively each game. That's the main thing that me and Mike's looking for right now before tournament gets here.
Well, Coach, hey, best of luck the rest of the way. I really appreciate the time. And, hey, it's been a great group to cover over the last few years. And
they've been really exciting. I know basketball Wayne Tracy's going to miss this bunch of seniors when they're gone. I mean, them, and they got great parents, and so we'll miss them. I haven't heard much of them talk about going. They just want to go get their degree. A lot of them is going to college, so I wish them the best on that.
Well, hey, Coach, I wish you the best on the rest of the season, and, hey, I'll be out there a few times watching the Lady Raiders play. So best of luck. Go get them, and thank you so much for the time. Stay warm.
Hey, I appreciate you guys covering us and everything, but thank you.
Absolutely. This has been first-year head coach for the Lady Raiders of the Red, White, and Blue, Kelly Davis. We'll have plenty more My Sports talking hoops right after this. Stay with me. We're back after this on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
And we're back here on My Sports. A big thank you to our guest today. We just wrapped up that conversation with the first-year head man for the Lady Raiders of Wayne Trace, Kelly Davis. Really appreciate the time this morning, Coach. Thank you so much, and hey, keep rolling on. Time to continue our girls' coverage here this morning as we need to take a look at the scoreboard from Thursday. We're going to take a look at the standings. I was at the Paulding-Hicksville game. Big-time win for Paulding and Coach Arlano on Thursday night. We're going to first break down that scoreboard, then we'll get into some of the numbers from the Wayne Trace Antwerp game, the Paulding-Hicksville game, and we will then dive into our standings. It's a blast this year. You've heard me on the broadcast. You've heard me say it many times. It is so much fun to call Green Meadows Conference basketball this year and every year, really. But Paulding County, so much talent. And we're going to start with the Paulding Lady Panthers. 15 straight victories after they beat Hicksville on Thursday. Yeah, you heard that right. The Lady Panthers have not lost since losing at Bryan December 4th. So they could make it a whole 2 months without a loss. Yeah, absolutely nuts as Paulding knocks off Hicksville 55-39 on Thursday. Well-rounded performance. Kaylee Dunham had another really nice game for the Lady Panthers. Kate Manns, she had a tremendous game from not just beyond the arc. She was knocking down Tri-County triples like it was nobody's business on Thursday. But offensively, defensively, Tori Schlatter, game in, game out. You know what you're going to get from her. We could pretty much name her the signature embroidery player of the game for a lot of games. But hey, Coach Arlano got the scoring he needed in this one. And give the Lady Aces a ton of credit. Myself and Bethany Desjardins were on the call for that one. And the Lady Aces got down early, battled all the way back. They have a couple of really good sophomores. You're going to have to watch out for this Lady Ace team in the next few years. Very young team, very talented team, and they did lose to Paulding 55-39 on Thursday. Elsewhere around the girls' basketball scoreboard, Fairview over Edgerton, that was a big one, 44-33. And then Wayne Trace defeating Antwerp 41-23, and Tenora over Ayersville 50-40, a 10-point victory in that one. So let's dive in to the Wayne Trace and Antwerp game. Wayne Trace 14-3 overall with the victory, 4-2 in the Green Meadows Conference. They were led by Lexi Moore. What a fantastic season that she's having. She was one of two Lady Raiders in double figures. She had 16. Amber Stoller, you heard Coach mention her and her effort offensively and defensively, almost always around the basketball. She was the other Lady Raider in double figures with 11. Corrine Winans also chipped in 9, with Caroline Winans and Kinley Miller with each 2 to their name. 41-23 victory for the red, white, and blue, the Lady Raiders over the Lady Archers. And hey, the boys' version, that was on Friday, and I was on the call with that with Brady Stabler. We're going to get to the boys here in just a little bit, but it's always fun to see Paulding County teams battle it out. And your score by quarter, Wayne Trace got out to the 10-7 lead, but the second quarter is really where they opened up. 16-5 outscoring the Lady Archers. 8 apiece in the third, and then 7-3, the lockdown defense for Lady Raiders clamping down in that fourth quarter. 41-23, your final. Junior varsity, the Lady Archers get the best of the Lady Raiders by 3, 29-26. All right, let's take a look at how everything sits right now on the girls' side in the Green Meadows Conference. Your standings look like this. Well, at the top, the Paulding Lady Panthers on a roll right now, to say the least. 6-0 in the Green Meadows Conference, 17-1 overall. But, wow, the Fairview Apaches right behind them. The only other team undefeated in conference play. They sit at 6-0, 18-3 overall. Then you have Edgerton at 4-2, 11-7. Wayne Trace at 4-2, 14-3. Hicksville 2-5, 10-9. Antwerp 1-5, 6-13. Tenora 1-5, 3-15. Ayersville 0-6. And 5-13 overall. And you heard Coach Kelly talk about it, those two losses in conference for the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. Well, Paulding and Fairview. They still have Edgerton coming up, but they had two big GMC games at the beginning of the year, both close games, and some really tough losses for the red, white, and blue. But that's how the standings look right now. And again, anybody's game at the moment. Paulding and Fairview 6-0, undefeated in GMC play. Lady Panthers back in action a little bit later today as they visit Continental, looking to keep that win streak going. For the Lady Raiders, they have won 9 in a row, and they actually play a little bit later today as well as they make a visit to Miller City. For the Lady Archers, well, both the boys and girls teams are in action a little bit later today, and you can catch both of those games on mysports.live. Varsity tip tonight, get this one right, it is 6 o'clock for the ladies against Montpelier, of course, at home at the range. On the call for that one will be Dave Bowen and Scoop Miller, and for the boys, you'll get Dave and Scoop as well. 8 o'clock start for the boys against Montpelier, and we'll break down everything else you can catch on the mysports.live airways coming up here in just a little bit. Time for a break here on My Sports. That's our girls' coverage for this week. There's a log jam, two undefeated teams at the top of the Green Meadows Conference right now, and some huge games coming up, which, of course, you can catch on MySports.live. What a season it's been. We've covered so many games this year from the guys and from the girls, and if you miss them live, head on over to the MySports.live website for on-demand access. Check them out as we start to wrap up the season and tournament time. Well, it's on the horizon. Few weeks left in high school girls and boys hoops. Be sure to join us for all of it. It's been a fantastic year so far. Ton of fun to get out to Paulding County and cover all of these different teams. Really excited to see how it all plays out. All right, time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we have some boys coverage we have to talk about from last night. And then, of course, our MySports.live slate of games. We'll pass out some thank yous, and I'll have the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. All that and plenty more coming up as My Sports rolls on right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Rolling right along with another edition of My Sports, where we just wrapped up our girls' hoops talk from this past week moments ago. And before that, well, we talked to the first-year head coach for the Lady Raiders of the red, white, and blue. Kelly Davis joined the show. If you missed that conversation, head on over to the my1027.org website and check out all these episodes where on-demand access is ready and available to you. Great conversation with Coach Davis. Thank you so much again for the time, and best of luck the rest of the way. Okay, time to chat some boys' hoops. We are in the thick of Green Meadows Conference play. I was at a good one last night with Brady Stabler. Wayne Trace and Antwerp on the hardwood last night. We're going to take you around to the scoreboard, then we're going to dive deeper into stats from that game, dive deeper into Paulding's massive win. Oh my, this has to be a record of some kind over Hicksville. Paulding just throttling Hicksville last night. Some other really good games, Fairview and Edgerton in action, Ayersville-Tenora. We'll take you through it all, and let's start with the scoreboard. So scoreboard from one evening ago, Fairview takes down Edgerton, 52-35, big victory for the Apaches. The Green Meadows Conference on the boys' side, I know I've said this, it is just jumbled at the top. Paulding needs to keep winning, and you know they did so last night. A dominating victory, 63-16 over Hicksville. Yeah, you heard me right. A massive victory. They stay undefeated in league play. Wayne Trace and Antwerp, it was a close one. And what a blast of a game to call. I cannot emphasize that enough. I had so much fun calling this basketball game. I hope it shines through. Wayne Trace used a massive third quarter, and that was the difference in this ball game. The Raiders, so good in the third quarter this year, went into halftime, made their adjustments under first-year head coach Noah Goodrich, and came out at the half with tremendous defense, and they turned that defense into some offense. Wayne Trace, 64, Antwerp, 51. Let's dive deep into this one, because the final score of this game does not tell the full story. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. This one does not, because it was the Antwerp Archers on top at the halftime break by 4. We saw 3 buzzer beaters. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. I talk a little bit about being in this industry, and people get into it because, you know, you might see something you've never seen before. I don't know if I've seen a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter horn, the end of the second quarter horn, and at the end of the third quarter. 2 hit by the Archers, 1 hit by the Raiders. Great environment at the Palace last night, and let's take you through it. For the Raiders, they had 4 in double figures. They get a massive night from Lance Manley, who was our signature embroidery player of the game. He knocked down a few 3-pointers. He was all over the floor. Was very efficient on the offensive end of things. 6 of 7, I think he was, from the field. He had 20. Also with 20 points, Tanner Lockoff. But I thought what he did on defense against Zane McMichael in the second half was just as impressive as the 20 points he had. 3 of 7 from downtown, 2 of 4 from the field, 7 of 7 from the Paulding Ace Hardware free throw line. Also in double figures, Zach Stoller really opened the game up in the third quarter. His post presence was a difference. He had 12. And then Carter Clemens with a really quiet, but again, efficient 10 points, 5 of 9 shooting, as Wayne Trace pulls away in that third quarter for the big victory. On the Antwerp side of things, well, Zane McMichael held actually under his game average to 18 points, 3 different Archers in double figures, and I'll tell you what, Doug Billman's squad competed from start to finish. This was a tremendous basketball game. Go on to mysports.live, check this one out. I promise you, you will not regret it. So McMichael, he did what he's done all season long. 18 points, as I mentioned, for him. Weston Roanhouse, big-time contributor in this one, averaging around 10. He had 14, and he was also lights out from three-point land, 4 of 9 from downtown. As a team, the Archers shot really well. That's what kept them in this ballgame, because Hampton Rogie was 2 for 4 from downtown with 10 points on the day. He was the third Archer in double figures. I mentioned Zane McMichael, 2 for 4 from downtown. And then Weston Roanhouse, 4 of 9. And also Braden Fuller, he was one of the buzzer beaters along with Weston Roanhouse in the first and second quarters. Let's take a look at that score by quarter, because this is going to tell you a little bit more of the story of how it all played out. So Antwerp falls to 3-14, 0-5 in league play. 2-point game after the first quarter. Antwerp in front, 16-14. Then the second quarter, Antwerp able to outscore Wayne Trace, 13-11. So you have a 29-25 game in favor of the Archers at the break. Third quarter action, what I've talked about all night. 24 for the red, white, and blue, and only 9 for Antwerp. Adjustments were made, and that shows right there. Wayne Trace outscoring Antwerp 15-13 in the fourth quarter to pull out the 64-51 victory. Wayne Trace, JV, also taking down Antwerp 51-35. Raiders improved to 10-6 overall, 4-1 in Green Meadows Conference play. And as I mentioned, Antwerp falling to 3-14, 0-5 in the GMC. Okay, we talked Raiders, we talked Archers. Time to talk about those Paulding Panthers who stay undefeated in Green Meadows Conference play. And when I tell you some of these statistics, I don't think you're actually going to believe me. I promise you that these are correct. Your final score, Paulding 63, Hicksville 16. Let's dive deep into it. Well, it was a 17-point lead for the Panthers after the first quarter, outscoring Hicksville 20-3. Then they doubled up Hicksville in the second quarter, 14-7, outscored them in the third, 22-6, and this might be a shocker. Paulding 7, Hicksville 0 in the fourth quarter of play. 63-16, your final. Paulding improves to 17-3 overall, 5-0 in the Green Meadows Conference, as the Aces drop to 4-13, 0-5, leading the way for the Maroon and White. Xander Kukoc, really nice night. He had 18 points. Tyson Manns also in double figures. He had 13 to his name. Blake Roanhouse had 7 on the scoreboard. Jalen Manns also in double figures with 10. Max Degger had 3. Devon Stiltner had 2. Gannon Parrott also with 2. Grady Barton, a nice night. He had 8 in the mix as well. But again, Paulding 63, Hicksville 16. Panthers at the top of the Green Meadows Conference. They just have to keep winning, and I don't know who's going to stop them right now. Some big games coming up, don't get me wrong, but man, Paulding looks really good. I actually have them the last game of the year on MySports.live. We'll get to that MySports.live schedule coming up here just in a bit. That'll do it for our boys coverage this evening. Took a trip around the Green Meadows Conference scoreboard. Again, chalk one up for the Raiders in that Paulding County rivalry against Antwerp. Nice win for them. And then Paulding just destroys Hicksville one evening ago. Team's also in action a little bit later today. We'll talk about that coming up next. Best thing I've seen in sports all week. We'll hand out some thank yous and call it another edition of My Sports. Back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
And we're back here on My Sports. Time to wrap this one up with our MySports.live slate of games. We also have some thank yous to hand out. And, of course, we have the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. All that coming up here in just a minute. But I do need to talk a little bit of wrestling before we go any further. Paulding boys team, they took part in the Van Buren Invitational. That was last Saturday with 36 teams and multiple state-ranked wrestlers present. 5 team members earned placements, and the team secured a 6th-place finish over all the top performers. Thor Stroker, a 1st-place finish. 3rd-place finish for Landon Dasher. Nico Moreno, a 4th-place finish. Avery Cooper, a 5th-place finish. And Trenton Bale, a 6th-place finish. Well, let's talk about the Archer Wrestling program. Guys in action earlier this week at the Clyde Wrestling Invitational. Braxton Peters went 1-2 with a pin. Zach Salas, 3-1 with a pin. Griffin Kosh, 1-2. And then Keegan Gray Wyckoff getting into wrestling this year, 3-2 with 2 pins and a 6th-place overall finish. So that's a look at some of the wrestling from this past week. Again, anything I can find, I'm going to bring it to you, but I've made a point to include wrestling on this show pretty much each and every week. It's been amazing to me how much wrestling has actually exploded in Northwest Ohio. A ton of girls teams now. We're going to dive into that here next week. A lot of really good girls wrestlers, a lot of really good guys wrestlers, and hey, anybody that plays football looking to make the jump to the next level, Division I, Division II, FCS, whatever, I can tell you that college coaches love linemen and linebackers that can wrestle. It is so good for you. And heck, I look back and it's one thing that I don't want to say I wish I did it, but I wish I had the conditioning afterwards. That's for sure. I don't know if I really wanted to put in the work for wrestling. I was a baseball and soccer player, but that's just honesty here. But the conditioning and the hard work that wrestlers put in, unmatched across the sports spectrum. Let's take a look at some of our MySports.live games that we have coming up on the airwaves this next week. And again, a jam-packed week of games, as it has been this entire winter season. Can't wish it away. You have 3 coming up tonight. I already touched on a few of them. Antwerp girls in action, Antwerp boys in action, both against Montpelier. 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock starts for both the varsity teams, Dave Bowen and Scoop Miller with the call for you there, and then Brady Stabler and Ben Winans with the Kaleida and Wayne Trace boys game. So 3 games you can tune into tonight. let's take a look into next week, where there are five on the docket. Starts with the Wayne Trace boys on Tuesday against Liberty Center. Brady Stabler, Scoop Miller have the call for you. Then myself and Scoop, we are together on Thursday for the Fairview and Paulding girls. Wayne Trace girls also in action Thursday against Edgerton. Garrett Mansfield and Dave Bowen will have the call for you. Jason Landers and Scoop Miller will have Ayersville and Antwerp boys. That is on Friday, February 6th. Then the Wayne Trace boys at home on Saturday against Delphus Jefferson for senior night. Brady and Ben have you covered there. So that's a look into later today and the next week of the MySports.live games that you can tune into on the MySports.live website. And once again, I know I've said it a few times, if you are at the game, which you should be first and foremost, supporting the student-athletes of Paulding County, if you miss the game, either way, you can head on over to the MySports.live website and check them out on demand. Okay, time for the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Then we'll get to some thank yous, but number one and two, I told you I have to keep this going until they lose. Well, Paulding has won 15 in a row. The Wayne Trace ladies have won 9 in a row. So that's easy. Number one, first and foremost, these two teams are the best thing that I have seen in sports all week, and they continue the run. I started this a few weeks ago, and I told them, I'm going to keep doing this until you guys lose a game, and hey, they have yet to lose. So those are the two of the best things that I have seen in sports all week. Let's get to the next one. And this one actually comes from the NHL. And you guys might know me enough to know that I'm a big hockey guy. I grew up a big Buffalo Sabres fan. I know you can feel sorry for me any year but this year. I don't want to talk about it yet until we're in those playoffs. Anyway, for all you Red Wings fans out there, I know you probably saw this. And I'm actually going to draw two different things from this hockey game on Thursday night because two crazy things happened. First and foremost, Red Wings are trailing. The puck is shot in with under a minute left to go in regulation time. And you know what happens? Well, Alex DeBrincat just fires a puck in that you would think, hey, he's dumping the puck in, whatever. And the next day I woke up and somebody asked me, hey, did you see how the Wings won last night? And I had to tell them, I said, yeah, I did see they win, but I've watched every replay of this, and I don't know how they actually won. Well, let me describe it to you best I can. If you haven't seen this, if you're a Wings fan, head on to any really social media page. Sure, it's on YouTube as well. But Alex DeBrincat fires one across the boards. Now, the boards come up a few feet, and then there's the glass, of course. Well, then there's little camera holes that are just a very, very, very tiny square circle, just something for the cameraman to be able to get his lens through. Well, what happens is DeBrincat fires it in, it goes around the boards, hits off the little tiniest hole where the camera is at, there's no camera in there, by the way, and goes in the net. It confused the Capitals goalie, Charlie Lindgren. I've never seen anything like it. It was a harmless dump in. It ricochets off of that little camera hole into the back of the net. Lindgren didn't know what happened. Wings go on to tie it. But I have to get to the second part of the best thing that I have seen in sports all week because, well, Wings fans might not like this because they did lose in a shootout. And they lost in a shootout where the Capitals goalie, he was seriously injured. And Lindgren stayed in there. So the Capitals kept the goalie in and won the game. They kept their injured goalie in instead of bringing in a cold one off the bench, and he gets the shootout victory 4-3 on Thursday night. So, now I switched things up a little bit here, but Paulding ladies, Wayne Trace ladies, y'all are going to be the best thing I've seen in sports all week until I say further, but a lot of people get into this industry, and I guess that's the point here. A lot of people get into this industry because they go to a game and they'll see something that they've never seen before. Now, I'm not exactly saying that's why I got into this industry, but a lot of people have. And that Red Wings game, I'm telling you go look at that replay. I have never seen anything like that before. Just a harmless dump in, hits off the little camera spot, 3-3 ball game, going to overtime. Like I said, Wings lose in overtime in the shootout with an incredible performance by a very injured goaltender, but never seen that before. Please go look at that replay because the first camera angle, and you're not going to have more than one camera angles. What are you going to say? Hey, shoot the guy firing the puck on a harmless dump in and, hey, shoot where the camera guy might be. No, that's not at all what you do in television. So go find the replay. See if you can see how it went in and search for another angle. And if you guys can find another angle, please send it to me because it was just absolutely madness. Anyway, those are easily the best things that I have seen in sports all week. Okay, well, let's go back through it. We talked girls' hoops, we talked guys' hoops, talked a little bit of wrestling, and of course, we talked to our guest today, the head coach of the Lady Raiders in his first year, Kelly Davis. Coach Davis, thank you so much again for the time. I really appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way. Need to pass out a few other thank yous. And of course, those go out to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here doing this. The utmost thanks to our great sponsors here on My Sports, and they are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Antwerp, and Wayne Trace, Williamson Crop Insurance, Sweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for your support, not just this year, but every year that I have been hosting My Sports. Been a great year already, and I'm excited to talk some tournament basketball, and then I'm excited to talk some spring sports. You guys know I'm a baseball guy, but again, not wishing the winter sports away, just wishing the winter weather away. And that will do it for me today, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. Have a safe week, Paulding County. Have a warm week, Paulding County. And we'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here from the My 1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week, and you take care.